John, fantastic to come back here and celebrate 125 years of rugby. How was the dinner earlier this year?
The 125th anniversary dinner was probably one of the greatest moments of rugby for Gunnedah or any country town to be able to put together 650 people, knock back 150 people and still have one of the greatest nights in memorabilia and camaraderie that rugby enjoys. And it is the life of rugby, and that's what it's all about.
And it's good to get back with some of the players who you've sort of helped and also, of course, coached and on the way through sort of won premierships as well.
It's actually, it's a long time between drinks, there's no doubt about that. 62, 70, 76 and I think in 80-odd the reserve grade got a second grand final. And yeah, it is a long way between drinks, but I think we've been able to put together a facility out here and have a club that'll be here for another century.
Well, it's interesting to see, of course, you're the first team to do the double, win the minor premiership, Treloar Cup and also the Heath Shield, which was named after a fairly reasonable character who helped put in a big influence not only in Central North rugby, but also Gunnedah rugby with Ron Heath.
Yes, if we didn't have those dedicated people in those early years, we wouldn't have anything. There's so many people to thank over the years, and it's just too numerous to mention them. But yes, if we didn't have that dedication and love of the game, and that's what it's all about, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Of course, you won the premiership over Quirindi there in 1970, and Alan Cameron, the great Wallaby, also a great premiership player with St George, which is now Southern Districts. Tell us a little bit about the great man. Always a country background fellow coming from Dubbo, but came out and coached Gunnedah. What was he all about, and what sort of modus operandi was he when he coached and was part of the club?
I think when somebody who's done the hard yards like Alan Cameron had done, playing for the Wallabies and playing against South Africa in those years when Australia was really a minnow in the rugby world, and seeing the ability and have him come along as a coach with the knowledge that he knew what he, when he said jump, you said how high. And I think that was the difference between Alan Cameron. Everybody respected, I don't ever recall him ever raising his voice. He had this aura about him that gave command, and you knew he could do what he asked you to do, and he'd done it. And I think that's what gave us that influence of what a great man he was, and he was a great rugby.
What is the great challenges for the clubs? Because as you said, it's been nearly 45 years since Gunnedah have looked like winning a premiership. They've had a few lashes here and there. We've been beaten by better clubs such as Moree. Is it just a matter of the club? What has it been? Just at times you've had a great team and just not been able to deliver at semi-final time as well.
Well, I could say I think probably the Australian team is going through that at the very moment. And you can have loads of talent. You can have loads of individual talent. And sometimes you just can't put it together as a team. And I have noticed over my years of experience, we never won a game. It's 9 times out of 10. The other team lost it through mistakes, silly errors and things like that. We are developing greater respect for the ball, and I think the only way that Australia can play better is not give away penalties, have greater respect for the ball. And if you're going to give a ball away to an opposing team, particularly like the All Blacks or the Poms, they're going to punish you. And it's the same in local rugby. You can have a good team and it's just mistakes that lose it for you.
Yeah, the margins are very fine, not only at the professional end but also the amateur end. Do you think since we've had professional rugby, it's sort of eroded away at the camaraderie we see today and all these fantastic events we have, or it's just part of a reality of a global sport that is rugby?
No, I believe that rugby at the grassroots has not changed. The demographics have, and particularly the colleges and the universities and places like that, where Armidale used to field very, very strong rugby sides. But today, the types of courses they do up there, there's more female probably activities and other sort of industries within those colleges that we're just not getting that base that we used to have. Farmers today are far more technical than they used to be, and they haven't got the time to give or afford an injury. So the same with the mining companies. I mean, if you're doing a 12-hour shift, you're not going to be able to come in and enjoy the freedoms that we used to have. You work 10 hours, 12 hours a day, you're still your kids are in bed when you go to work, and the kids are going to bed when you come home. And I guess that's always going to be a price to play. But I think young people today, you don't have to win every game to be successful. And I think if you only got to look at this club and what we've got here, and I really believe the 18 to 22 year old people in this community have built us what we have today through the balls that we used to hold to raise funds, but we can't do that anymore either. I think on the paddock and in the clubhouse, it's finding people to give time.